It's your boy Theo Dorsey, baby, back in the motherland, back at the crib in Houston, Texas. So I'm sad I cannot share the studio space with my people out there in Palm Beach County and C-Cat, who is on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. And then the homie Tina, who pulls up for the happy hour. What up with it, Tina?
Happy Tuesday, Theo. I'm sad you're not here today.
I'm sad as well. I had plans on coming back, and then Hurricane Milton said he was pulling up. And I said, well, if you pulling up, I'm not going to pull up for just one day because, like, is it official? Have we announced that we're not going to be, like, on the airwaves maybe potentially tomorrow and Thursday? Or am I speaking out of turn?
No, you are correct.
Okay, cool.
We will not be on the air. No live radio, local lit radio tomorrow and Thursday.
We'll be going national. So yes. The people will get some Carlin versus Joe. They'll get some Freddie and Harry, which is, I mean, those are some immaculate programs anyways here on ESPN 106.3. But they won't be getting the happy hour with us. So I'm sorry. To our fans, we will be back as soon as time permits, and we're hoping and praying protection over South Florida and really all of the Sunshine State because we don't want no problems, Hurricane Milton. Just slow down, big dog. Or really, like, speed up but lessen the impact. Get out of the way. Don't flood because when they slow down, it's almost worse. So, I don't know. I'm not a hurricane expert. But, Tina, you said you were pulling up today in a sweater that would fill my heart with joy. Let's see it right here on the YouTube chat, at Theo Speaking. Tina's rocking it. It's beige.
It's white.
It's white. Okay, I'm sorry. The coloration's off. We got to get that camera fixed. Okay, and it says, go Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah, coloration's off. Didn't wash the thing. Probably stingy.
It is not.
So it certainly is white.
It's white, and then it's in yellow and red. It says, go Taylor's boyfriend. I actually got this sweater at the Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Wow.
Because it was... It was Super Bowl weekend this year, and I was at the airport, and it was in the gift shop. And I feel like this sweater, I can only wear it on certain occasions. Like, at some point, this won't make sense to people. And I'm like, there's only certain times that I can wear this. No. And it was like $20.
What? It's going to be a relic. It's like Coney 2012. Like, wear that in 15 years, it'll be hilarious.
That's true. Wow, Coney 2012 was such a thing.
Uh-huh.
Man, you're taking me back to some days. Tina, also, good day to be wearing it because Travis Kelce finally showed up for a football game last night. Nine catches, 70 yards for Kelce?
I was told nine.
Nine catches, 70 yards.
Her sources. Travis
Kelce. My sources told me nine.
Chiefs win at 26-13. And Taylor Swift's backup dancer had an interception. Or her backup dancer's brother.
There you go. Like, see, a perfect time to wear the sweater. And I was just, I left my house wearing it today because the Chiefs won. Like, I didn't know all this actually other things that had happened that make even more sense for me to wear this sweater today. This is Go Taylor's boyfriend. But I love it, and I never wear it. And I feel like there's, like, only certain times I can actually wear this. And today was the perfect day. It was rainy. Yep. The Chiefs won. You're telling me Travis Kelce did great, and Taylor's backup dancer's boyfriend did great, got interception. All of it makes sense and aligns for me to wear my Taylor Swift sweater.
Okay. It's Taylor Swift's backup dancer's brother got
Taylor,
an interception.
Brother, not boyfriend. Okay.
Not boyfriend. His brother is a dancer for Taylor Swift. It's a dude. Big. Like, they're about the same size and shape. One dude's really into football, and the other one's really into dancing. Both have very nimble feet. I mean, C-Cat, that was a great big man interception and run back. Even as a Chiefs fan, I kind of was like, I was a little bit excited. Like, oh, man, go.
Yeah, I got giddy when he saw that he could have gone down, could have gotten the touchback. Yeah. Everyone would have accepted it and been just as happy, but no. Big boy's got some wheels.
He has some wheels. Like, he was moving, and even when Xavier Worthy caught up to him and tried to punch the ball out, he kept it. It was pretty impressive. By the big fella. So, big shout to him. I wish I had his name in front of me, but I am in a foreign location here at ESPN 97.5, and my setup is not as pristine.
Last name, Sanders. That's what
Sanders.
I got.
Okay, there you go. Good job.
Thanks.
I think it was like Kalen Sanders or something like that, but I won't take another stab at it. Tina, I will say this. I do appreciate your sweater.
Thank you.
A big fan of it, only because Travis Kelce finally showed up. More yards tonight than he had through the first four games. I guess excluding that Chargers game when he broke out as well. And the Chiefs needed every bit of it in the 26-13 win last night. And also, C-Cat never told me how much he liked my Seinfeld shirt, which I wore specifically for him.
Yeah, I did. I have a bad habit of not listening to people sometimes, like, especially when I should be, whether it's in life whether it's in work, whether it's in love. I just don't. I just kind of zone out sometimes. And you were telling me about your shirt, and I got texts about it, and I didn't listen to anything about it at all.
I said to him, because we just had like a meeting where all of us were dressed in about an hour ago, and I go, did you see Theo's shirt? It's Seinfeld. And he goes, oh, wait, what? I thought you sent that text, and I thought the shirt was Friends.
What?
And I was like, wait, no. I was like, this shirt, I like this shirt more because of Seinfeld, George Costanza, and all that. I didn't even know Seek Out was a fan of Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Seinfeld. I was introduced to the show when I went on this trip, this like sports journalism trip. This one guy, he was a really big fan of Seinfeld. He told me to watch it. I watched like three episodes, and I watched the whole thing. I binge-watched it one summer, and I loved it. All right, I'm an absolute big fan of Seinfeld, and I will say this, when it comes to Seinfeld, when it comes to shows like that that are based in the city of New York, I would have loved an episode. I know they did a lot of Yankee stuff, C-Cat.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved a Seinfeld modern-day type episode about what the hell's been going on with the New York Jets, especially with Rodgers in town, because I don't know if Jets fans are even able to stomach what I'm about to say right now. Because Robert Saleh did get fired today. We learned that news. And now they're bringing the defensive coordinator up as the interim head coach. They're making no changes to the offense. I'm about to give you a stat here, Tina, because last year, you know, Aaron Rodgers didn't play at all.
Nope, he did not.
This year, he started all five games for the New York Jets, and we were told he would be the difference for this offense to make this team from a middling team to a contender. Through five games last year, the New York Jets went 2-3, and the offense scored 93 points. So, again, for those calculating at home, a 2-3 record for the Jets last year through five games with Zach Wilson, 93 points scored. Now, Tina, we went from Zach Wilson, who last good game in the NFL, or really in football, was the Boca Bowl in 2020 with BYU, to Aaron Rodgers. Hall of Fame, future gold jacket wearing Aaron Rodgers, who promised the Jets another Lombardi trophy. So through five games this year, following them firing their coach, following them feeling like the defensive side or whatever Saleh was over was the thing that needs to be fixed, how well do you think they're doing? How much greater than 93 points and 2-3 do you feel the Jets are right now, Tina?
I haven't followed the Jets at all. So I couldn't even tell you like what they're...
Exactly the same.
It's the same?
That was the point I was getting to.
Oh, it's really the same?
93 points scored and the same exact 2-3 records through 5 weeks. The big difference was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers, Tina, and now he got his head coach fired, and now the whole organization looks miserable, and they're praying they can get a deal done to get Devontae Adams in. I am absolutely floored by the fact that they would 5 weeks in fire a guy like Robert Saleh, who had nothing to do with the incompetence on the offensive side. It sucks.
Ugh. Have you guys done your one word yet?
Yes. So
I have a word. I actually prepped for a word.
My one word, and we've been doing this all day. We've been taking your submissions on social media. My one word for the New York Jets in 2024 is starving. Absolutely starving. Starving for answers. It's a food desert out there in the Meadowlands, and the Jets are right in the center of it. C-Cat, you never gave your one word.
My one word is panic.
Panic.
Just flat out panic when things aren't going right from the very jump of a very long season, just 5 weeks in, panic.
At Theo Dorsey TV on Instagram, we got a couple submissions as well. JD says incompetent. Then he responded another time and said, wait, I got two words, dumpster fire. Well, both work. Jamie, our former teammate here, says brave, which I'm not sure what about the Jets screams brave to you, but we'll take it. And my guy Asher says, just garbage. So, not a lot of great glowing responses about the Jets. Now, Tina, you're more optimistic. That's why we bring you in. You're very smiley. It's the happy hour. What one word do you have for the New York Jets?
This is not optimistic. And I can't help but laugh when I thought of this and I said it out loud before the show. And I was like, is this funny? And maybe it's not funny.
Like, don't just pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Everybody stop.
It's silly.
Okay. All right, so through 5 weeks, the Jets are 2-3. They fired their head coach. Their offense has been sputtering. They have no answers for how they can actually be a contender in this year where it's win or go home. It's do or die. And for Tina's one word, the New York Jets are?
Like Robert Saleh's head, bald. They got nothing. The Jets got nothing.
Is bald? Can you use that? Like,
I just explained how you can use it, C-Cat.
You didn't. Here's the problem.
Yeah, like, yeah, that team stinks. Said, they're bald.
They're bald. No. They got nothing. There's nothing there. There's nothing.
That's like, that's kind of mean against old bald people.
No, it's not. There's nothing against bald people.
You just said this team that is the laughing stock.
They have no hair. They got nothing.
But you're saying having no hair is having nothing. You're equating baldness to
barren. I am a team. The Jets got nothing. Obviously, you'd think Aaron Rodgers would be something. They got nothing even with Aaron Rodgers.
Man, this team is so pitiful. They have no hair.
They're bald. Yeah, like bald.
You're acting as if they're without four limbs. No, they just don't have hair on top of their head.
I'm going to start a new saying. They're bald. They got nothing. They're bald. And there's nothing wrong with being bald.
it sounds like there's something wrong with being bald because they just fired their head coach.
I said like Robert Saleh's head. He is bald.
No. No.
Yes, he is.
He is bald.
He is bald.
But Robert Saleh?
Yeah, he's a hot bald guy.
Okay, see, now we're kind of recoup here.
He's a hot bald guy.
It took you way too long to say bald guys could be hot.
Okay, sorry.
You should have led with that.
But the Jets aren't hot, so I'm not going to leave with that. All comes back around. It all makes sense. My word for the Jets is bald.
Because they don't have anything.
They don't have anything. They don't got nothing.
So... In essence, bald people don't have people in their life that love them.
You're turning this all around. Bald people don't have hair.
Sometimes I do twist your words, and I will take this time. I'm not. This is on you.
You know this makes my heart hurt because today I was so nice to C-Cat, and I went out of my way, and there's no reason to it. I text him, "What if you like cake pops?" And he was like, "Yes." And I go, "If you had to choose." Chocolate birthday or cookies and cream? And he goes, cookies and cream? He's like, what's this in reference to? 5 minutes later, I come walking up and I gave C-Cat a cookies and cream cake pop that I just went and walked and got for myself and him only.
Wow.
And then he's over here twisting my words. There are hot bald guys in this world. There's nothing wrong with being bald. The Jets are bald for me.
We just need those three things sequenced together.
Yeah.
They're hot guys. Bald. So name another hot bald guy other than Robert Saleh, because it just feels opportunistic for you to call him hot.
The Rock?
Because you're
Rock's hot. Rock feels too big time to be hot.
Sometimes
people become larger than life, and they can't be attractive anymore. They are just a force.
Vin Diesel?
Man, are you saying that The Rock is so amazing that he's not hot? He's something beyond that?
Yeah, because he's so great at other things that his looks are secondary. That's what I would say about The Rock.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's hot?
He's like not bad looking for a bald guy. A
lot of makeup.
Boom, you did it again for a bald guy.
Exactly.
You don't like bald guys.
I do.
We're getting to the bottom of something
here. I just
said
Robert Saleh was hot. But we're saying baldness for him being bald. How did this turn on me?
Is baldness
I thought it was being
a
really
negative
good.
Trait?
I prepped for the show.
888-760-3776. It was a good one. I mean, you got us talking here. You got us going. 888-760-3776. Do you agree with Tina? Is baldness a negative trait in men?
No.
And also, are the Jets bald? We need to know. 888-760-3776. And please, if you're bald, call in now. 888-760-3776. What fun are we having on this Tuesday? Robert Saleh got the can, and we got Tina taking it out on all our bald fans.
This is about the Jets, but I also think that after their big win last night, still undefeated, I think the one word to describe the Chiefs is bald. They're sleek, they're sexy, they're simple nowadays. That offense doesn't have too many things about them.
Yes.
The Chiefs are bald. Would you agree with that, Theo?
I agree, because it doesn't take a lot of maintenance, right? It's they're making do with what they have, and that's what bald life is about. The Chiefs are making a shake.
But wait a second. I thought that 5 minutes ago we said the Jets are also bald, but I don't think the Jets and the Chiefs are in the same level or in the same tier.
Yeah, because one team and the Chiefs are like really, really good, undefeated. They feel good about their season, and the other team is really bad, so bad that they were the first team to fire their head coach. So it can't mean the same thing.
But Tina likes bald people.
Yeah.
She thinks they're worth human life, apparently. Yeah.
Yes.
So why would she compare the Jets to
baldness?
Yeah.
Yeah, just need to explain
yourself. You twisted my words around. I have nothing else left to say.
I'm with you, Tina. I'm trying to support you. I'm giving you supporting facts here, and I'm trying to help you out.
I know. I just keep digging myself a hole.
It's okay. Well, the good thing is you got really good triceps, so that digging is you know, you can get really deep in there. And where do you go to work on those tries?
I can pick myself up out of this hole because of all the muscles that I get at F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. I'm a 5:15 a.m. gal, and I know that's not for everyone, but they've got classes in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening that would work for your schedule. 45 minutes in and out. There's a coach and a trainer there to help you modify if you need it. There's some there to help you if you have questions, and a group of people who are motivating and there to support you. F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. Look at their Instagram pages to see the specials that they've got going on, or go to F45training.com to find a location near you.
Let's do a get around. I want to do a get around. I'm on the road right now. I'm in Houston, Texas, so it feels good in my hometown to hop on that safe vehicle that I like to move on. How about a get around? Yeah.
I get around.
That's always a good vibe.
What you mean you don't know?
You know what?
I get around.
I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling great today. This get around is brought to you by the champions at Kaiser University. And when I say champions, I don't mean like one or two. I'm talking deuce, 22 national championships in the history of the Seahawks programs, including the reigning national champions in the gridiron, the Kaiser football team, head by Miles Russ, the head coach out there. When it comes to job security, he's got it all, because those Seahawks have things churning as well, and so many other coaches in those programs do. You look at the swimming and diving team. You look at the lacrosse team, soccer, golf. Everywhere you look, winning is second nature with the Kaiser Seahawks, and that's why you should tap in on those athletic programs right now. Jump online, KUSeahawks.com. That's where you can find out all of the latest on Seahawks athletics. It's not just football. There's baseball program that's shining these days. I mean, wherever you look, where they're competing at high levels, the Kaiser Seahawks are likely dominating when it comes to NAIA play. KUSeahawks.com, that's how you tap in. And our first stop is...
Next stop, the Bronx, New York. Because the Royals took Game 2 in their ALDS matchup versus the Yankees last night to tie the series up at one game apiece.
I almost went to game one, by the way, CK.
Yeah, you were in New York, and I said, you going to the game? And you said, why would I go to the game? Real disrespectful, like.
And you know what's funny? One of Tyler Cameron, our guy, going home with Tyler Cameron on Amazon Prime Video, he hit me up that morning and was like, yo, what you doing tonight? I'm going to the Yankees game. And I'm like, damn, so people are really doing this, huh? It's a big deal.
Playoff baseball is a different animal.
Yeah.
It is certainly an event.
Yeah.
The reason we're in the Bronx, New York tonight or today is because mid-season acquisition Jazz Chisholm, known for his flair, he hit a home run in the ninth inning, cut the deficit from 3 runs to 2. The Yankees couldn't come back. But the reason Jazz Chisholm is making headlines is not because he hit a home run. It's because of his comments post-game.
How different does the series feel now after game two compared to after game one?
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
They just got lucky.
Wow.
I like that, though. I like the bravado out of a player, especially in a playoff series. Like, you better feel like they just got lucky. It's the postseason, and y'all are supposed to be the Yankees.
You would sing a different tune if this was basketball. If Joel Embiid lost game one and then came behind the mic and said, they just got lucky.
Yeah.
No chance you would let him off the hook and say, I like that from Embiid.
Well, you better win. That's what I would say. I'm cool with you talking smack like that, but you have to back it up if you're Embiid. And if you don't, then I'm making fun of you and I'm clowning you. And I will say, as a guy from Kansas City, though I do not root for the Royals, I love that starter jacket that I have, and I hope that they do beat the Yankees now, because it would be more fun for me to make fun of Jazz Chisholm. So there you have it.
Tina, can you say they just got lucky after losing a playoff game?
No, I don't think so.
Are you mad at him, C-Cat? You're a Yankees fan.
I am kind of mad at him. You can't say that. They beat you. And then the playoffs for a reason. And like you said, you're supposed to be the big bad Yankees.
Yeah.
You don't luck into a win. Baseball is a little bit different of a sport because you kind of can.
Yeah,
right?
Say,
you kind of can really luck into a win.
Yeah.
But you can't actually say the quiet part out loud. Right. If someone's hitting a chopper that somehow finds a way through the infield and the pitcher made a great pitch, the batter had no business in reaching base in that moment. But no, the Royals played well last night, and they won that game, and it wasn't much luck. But that brings us to the next stop.
Well, no, before we go to that next stop, what's the city? Tell me the city, and I'll let you know if I want to continue my point.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, before we get to Vegas, I want to talk about Philly, because I got the Phillies beating the Mets at least once at Citi Field and finishing that thing out in five. I think they're going to exercise the demons of what the Braves failed to do the past 2 years after dropping one at home in the NLDS. But, yeah, let's go to Vegas now.
Next
I want stop? That take on the record.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my baseball take of the year. Go.
We're going to Vegas because Devontae Adams canceled his Up and Adams podcast interview for today because Kay Adams said a lot of things are going on because you can be interpreted in a bunch of different ways. Of course, we know Devontae Adams on the trade market. Both sides have agreed that he wants to be on the move. Significant, Theo?
I think it means that not only does Devontae Adams know he's going to New York, I think he got the heads up that the solid thing was going to happen. Let's not forget, we already found out through Adam Schefter that Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers Monday night. Mm-hmm. When did Kay Adams tweet out that Devontae Adams canceled his interview with Kay Adams? Monday night. That's eerily too, you know, coincidental for two guys who we know are buddy-buddy in Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams who want to end up on the same team. These are the tea leaves that I need to know that not only is Devontae Adams going to the Jets, but Woody Johnson told that to Aaron Rodgers. He gave him the heads up that Saleh will be fired this morning. It's too plain and simple.
Is that kind of dirty on Rodgers' part? I know we're kind of under the assumption that Rodgers had a hand, or at least you are, in the firing of Rob Saleh. Is it dirty for Devontae Adams to find out maybe before Rob Saleh?
No, because obviously Aaron Rodgers has shown both with his gestures on the field towards Saleh, where he pushed him off when Saleh tried to congratulate him, as well as his words behind the mics at podium, that he has zero respect for the man as a leader and as a head coach for him. So is it disrespectful? Yes, but it's in line with what we know Aaron Rodgers to feel towards him, so I'm not surprised. I don't like it. I'm starting to like Aaron Rodgers less and less, and I already didn't like him that much coming into the year, but this dude is you know, he deserves what's coming to him this year, which is going to be missing the playoffs in a healthy season. That's going to be the fate for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers now. What's next?
Next stop?
Back here in the 305, Miami, Florida.
You're not in Miami.
Listen, we're compared to Vegas, I can say right here in Miami. How about that?
All right, sure.
Listen, I'm going to evacuate to Miami because the hurricane's coming through.
That would be smart. Or you can come to Houston. Pull up on me, man. The weather's fine.
I'm sure the flights are so expensive. The NBA GM survey is out, and Miami's Eric Spoelstra, Coach Spo, earned the most votes for best head coach at 69% of the vote, best manager at 37% of the vote, and best defensive coach at 23% of the vote.
The Heat are in good hands with Eric Spoelstra, and you were with me at Heat Media Day, C-Cat. I feel the vibes that this is a Heat team that will overachieve based on expectations. They have no shot at competing for a championship, but I think it's just a lot of good vibes around there between Tyler Hero feeling more serious, Eric Spoelstra coming in with that same maniac mentality. Remember when the reporter asked him, hey, what do you think about all the moves that are happening in the East? Spo was like, bro, you sound scared. Like, you sound like a coward. Like, relax. Like, we still got to get out there and play on the court like everybody else does. I have already been clean with y'all. I have a very toxic relationship with the Miami Heat as a fan. I always try and, you know, temper my expectations, but then I get worked up and stuff. It's the fan base in me that has the most, I have the most blurry vision for. So I'm falling for it again. And I'm going to go ahead and say that he'd make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, all based on the fact that we got the best coach.
Theo, you don't have kids. Tina, you don't have kids.
Go no.
I don't have kids either. But if there was one coach in the NBA that I would allow to take care of my unborn child, it would be Eric Spoelstra.
Like Coach Spo.
If God forbid something happens to me and the mother of my children, I would give my children to Eric Spoelstra. I would trust him more than my extended family.
I thought you were going to go to angle with I would let him marry my daughter.
Okay.
He might be a little old. I'm pretty cool, though. I think get it in with the Heat.
Who was the coach? Who was the college football coach who said that, like, last year, a couple years ago? I want to say it was – oh, it was Eli Drinkwitz with Missouri. He said that one of his quarterbacks was so good and cool that he would let him marry his daughter. And the only problem with that was – you can only say that as a hypothetical if you don't have a daughter. Not only did Eli have a daughter, she was like 12 years old.
Oh, so. Yeah, you got to hold your tongue on that one. That's tough.
Ew.
But yeah, unborn child, Coach Spo.
Yeah.
And everything happens to me. Your family just got bigger. Congratulations. It'll be a blessing to you. I guarantee that.
Go to the next spot.
Next stop,
we're in Baltimore.
Coach Spo doesn't want your child, by the way. I don't think it works like that. You can't just donate your kid to him.
If I leave in my will and testament, I leave my 70-inch TV to Theo Dorsey. Tina, you're going to get...
nothing.
I don't know, a couple of pairs of shoes. Coach Spo, nice. You get my 4-year-old daughter. I think he would have no choice but to take care of that child.
Actually, you're right. That's like a binding document, a will.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Our next stop is Baltimore, Maryland, because Derrick Henry became the 32nd running back in the NFL history to rush for 10,000 yards over the weekend. Will there ever be a running back to eclipse that number?
Okay, so I looked up the active players who are closing in on that number. The only person close right now is Ezekiel Elliott, who is sitting at 9,002 yards. So he would need 998 yards in able to get there. I don't think he gets there, though. He's like, he'd be lucky to get another 200 yards this year, and he's probably out of the league after how bad he's looked so far.
You don't want to project or predict injuries, but he'll need Rico Dowdle, the actual starting running back in Dallas right now. He'll need him to get hurt to get enough carries, and I'm with you. But
he's bad. He's not good. And then I look along that list to Joe Mixon. He's under 7,000 right now, and he's only getting older. He's injured right now for the Texans, even though he does have some juice. Latavius Murray's under 6,500. Alvin Kamara, he's up there in age. He's only at 6,200. Like, Christian McCaffrey is at 6,100. I don't think anybody's ever going to break 10K again.
Not who's in the NFL right now.
Oh.
However.
Who are you leaning towards?
We're seeing a superhero play football in Boise, Idaho. Because Ashton Jeanty, 5 games this year, 1,031 rushing yards, 16 rushing touchdowns on 95 carries. That's better than Reggie Bush by almost double. Better than Mark Ingram in his Heisman year by more than double. And better than Derrick Henry's Heisman year by almost double. Ashton Jeanty in Boise, Idaho, with Boise State. He will be your next 10,000-yard rusher in the NFL. He hasn't played a snap yet.
Actually, C-Cat, this is going to – I mean this as no disrespect to the man, but the next 10,000-yard rusher in the NFL is not a running back.
Oh, yeah.
The next 10,000-yard rusher in the NFL is also a Baltimore Raven. His name is Lamar Jackson.
You know what?
Lamar has 5,600 yards right now. He was drafted in 2018, the same year as Saquon Barkley, who only has 20 more rushing yards in his career so far than Lamar Jackson. And he's going to play for much longer than Barkley will.
You know what? I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5,600. And I wouldn't say he's halfway through his career.
He's not halfway through his career yet. He's going to be a 10,000-yard rusher in this league unless he just decides to retire early. Or, again, we don't want to project injury unless something catastrophic happens. That dude protects his body pretty well outside of sicknesses and viruses. And he also can really go. He probably gets up to 6,000 this year. He only needs about 400 more. I think he's the next guy to do it. That's crazy.
That's the get around.
That's the get around. That's the get around. It was presented to you by Kaiser University. Aaron Jones, another guy who's on this list, C-Cat. Aaron Jones sits at 6,200 for the Minnesota Vikings. He's also getting up there in age. I don't think he gets to 10,000. And it's because, again, when you play the running back position, you tend to get hurt. Speaking of, how about a Baptist Health injury report on none other than Aaron Jones?
My leg! My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Aaron Jones, running back of the Minnesota Vikings, who went down in that game against the New York Jets that saw Robert Saleh walk away jobless. He is now reportedly week to week with a hip injury. When Jones went down, Ty Chandler had to come in. Chandler did a much poorer job than Jones, including a fumble that got the Jets back into the game. That Vikings offense is very reliant on number 33, Aaron Jones. I do think if there's one thing that derails this perfect season the Vikings are on right now, it would be the absence of number 33. So this injury, though it might just sound like an update for fantasy football fans, it might seem mundane because the running back position from the outside looking in looks replaceable. This could be a problem for Sam Darnold and that Vikings offense that was humming, even against the Jets, until Aaron Jones went down. That's your Baptist Health Injury Report. And again, it's brought to you by our friends at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Now, you already know what Baptist Health means to you if you're feeling a little down, if your joints or your structures are painful. Like Tina, how's your body right now? You're preparing for a marathon. How's your body feeling in the midst of your prep?
I'm a little sore.
Yeah, yeah.
My body's getting beaten up.
If joint pain is affecting your quality of life, at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Get those joints right. Jets, get your rectangles right because Tina says you're bald. Mm. Isn't it called rectangles?
Spectacles?
No, the things in your head. The rectangles, I thought. No?
No idea. I've never been to Turkey, never got hair plans. No, I don't know what that is.
Help me out here, Tina. You're an expert on bald people.
I'm not at all.
No, she hates them. You heard?
I don't.
Oh, I forgot about
she
that.
Said the
I
Jets,
don't hate them. I don't.
The Jets are the bald people of society.
Wow.
Something like that. I don't know.
So the Jets, because they're that incompetent, they've fallen so short of the goal that they had, they're bald.
I was so excited for this.
I thought it was a good one.
No, it was great.
Wait, it doesn't make sense. We are up against the time-wise, but Rob Saleh got fired, so they're no longer bald in that case.
Hair
follicles. Follicles.
Follicles.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said rectangles. I meant hair follicles, which is, you know, the little spot where your hair comes out of your skin, which, by the way, Tina says the Jets don't have any. Because they suck.
That's how bad they
are. Nothing. Yeah.
They can't even grow hair right. They can't. Jeez.
We're theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Breaking news on ESPN 106.3 is brought to you by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. If your vehicle has issues with braking or other issues, get it fixed right now at St. Lucie Battery and Tire.
We closed last segment talking about one Palm Beach County quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Well, another one in Jacoby Brissett, a part of this breaking news. The New England Patriots announcing that not only are they making the switch at quarterback, benching Jacoby Brissett and bringing in rookie Drake May, they're making that switch today. He starts. Drake May, the top 10 pick for the Patriots, is going to start on Sunday against the Texans. That, according to Adam Schefter, who rarely gets these things wrong. I mean, literally never does. Breaking news again brought to you by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Drake May, the rookie, the number 3 overall pick, will get the start for the Patriots this weekend against none other than the Houston Texans. Hey, C-Cat, is that game in Houston or is it in Foxborough?
Let's take a handy-dandy look at my cell phone where I can find out and kill time until I find the location of the game.
Because I'm in Houston. I bet you, like, it's breaking news on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3. I bet you right here at ESPN 97.5, they are, running this thing up the charts right now.
It's at Gillette. It's going to be in New England.
It's going to be in New England. It's going to be on the road. So they're going to give Drake May at least the familiar and friendly environment to start in. But I will tell you this. Some are out on that Texans defensive secondary. But the Texans' defense is a good one. The Bills learned that the hard way, and I wouldn't be surprised if, even though Drake Maye could have a great career in New England, I wouldn't be surprised if it got off to a rough start. That's an opportunistic Texans defense, and one that I think that led by D'Amico Ryans could take advantage of the Rook. But congrats to him. The start's coming. The day is here. Are you at all excited about this if you're a Patriots fan, C-Cat? Like,
I think it's definitely something to look forward to. They don't really right. like the least bet game and probably the least watch game over the weekend was the Dolphins-Patriots. It's not an attractive team to watch play football.
Unless you were Russo and Rizzo who picked the Patriots to cover.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah. Lost.
So,
lost.
Are you guys winning that now?
We're down by one.
Okay.
Oh, we're down one? Oh, because we lost the Chiefs-Saints.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bet on primetime Derek Carr. Deserved it. Okay, so yeah, no, I think it's exciting. It's got to be fun for them because you get to see something new. Drake Maye is a thrilling quarterback. He's going to use his legs a lot. It's fun to see what the future is going to look like. I just do hope that if they felt like he wasn't ready at the start of the year, he is ready now because there is no turning back.
Is that what that is? Or do they not like what they're seeing from Brissett and the Patriots offense the first 5 weeks of the year?
It doesn't matter.
What part of what changed between week one and week six? Was it May or what they got out of Brissett?
I think, obviously, if Brissett was playing better, like if he was like Sam Darnold right now, then this would not even be up for consideration. So it had to be Brissett leaving the door open. And again, the Patriots 1-4 through their first five games. Brissett hasn't necessarily been a shining light for the Patriots offense. Two touchdowns, one interception through five games. Two touchdowns, one interception, just 696 yards, under 60% completion percentage. So the door was left open by Brissett. But I do think that if you're Jerod Mayo and it's your rookie season and you know you at least have two here to show some competence, you're not going to trot out Drake Maye unless you really feel he's ready because you cannot go back. The toothpaste cannot be squeezed back into I did it again. Mm. You can't squeeze the toothpaste back into the jar. You can't squeeze it or whatever. I don't care what your tense is on that. Once Drake Maye gets out there, you can't turn back to Jacoby Brissett unless of an injury. And I don't think Mayo's risking the rest of his career, which again, or at least his Patriots tenure, on just because you didn't do well through five games. So we'll see. I think Maye is ready. Tina, do you? I mean, he's a young guy, so as he wins, maybe with his winnings, he wants to take it to a place where he can shop. And this is a terrible transition to get into the fact that you want to talk to us about the Palm Beach Gardens Mall, the Gardens Mall.
Yes, if you do have, some extra cash to go shop, the Gardens Mall is the place to be. And if you want to get into the Halloween spirit, starting this Saturday, October 12th, you can visit the Batty Manor, which opens in the Grand Court. Gather around the not-so-spooky cottage, and don't forget to wear your costumes to make the most of the interactive photo op. Stilt Walkers will visit the Batty Manor from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the weekend. You can see all the Halloween magic at the Gardens Mall, and you can encounter a blend of luxury brands, trends, amenities, with a mix of full-service restaurants, quick bites, and interactive experiences. The blending of award-winning architecture, fine art, and landscaping with popular amenities, signature events, and an innovative retail makes the Gardens Mall the premier shopping destination in Palm Beach County. I was actually just there last night because I need to find an outfit for an event I've got coming up. So, place
Tap
to be.
42.
Oh, my goodness. Everything at Tap 42. Cooper's Hawk. A wine tasting. Oof. Oh, my gosh. The Marlin Bar. Tommy Bahama. Like, everything. Yeah. Everything you need is at the Gardens Mall. You can shop, you can eat, you can do everything.
I got my wife Ashley, this really nice Athletica outfit at the Gardens Mall as well. So we got to get to break. On the other side, I'll tell you about this one huge play on Prize Picks that I'm excited about. I do need to run it by my guy C-Cat because I'm nervous because it's baseball related. But we'll talk about that on the other side with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Only four quarterbacks in the NFL have a worse yards per attempt so far than Aaron Rodgers, who just got his head coach fired in Robert Saleh, by the way. Because it was Saleh's fault that Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball short and can't even complete those. 6 yards per attempt for Aaron Rodgers so far through the 2-3 season for the Jets. The only four quarterbacks with less, Bo Nix, rookie. Deshaun Watson, utter failure for the Browns right now. Andy Dalton, you know, he's Andy. He's the Red Rocket, no hating. And then also Jacoby Brissett, who just got supplanted by Drake May. The news just came down. The number 3 overall pick, Drake May, going to start for the Texans. The 4th rookie to start a game this season behind Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. Going to be Drake May coming in for the Patriots on Sunday at home against the Texans. Looking forward to seeing what that debut looks like for the rookie out of North Carolina, who had the awkward pat on the back from Evan Cohen right after he got drafted. I'll never forget that story.
Yeah, it's tough.
Prize Picks, man. Prize Picks. It's America's number one daily fantasy app. More than 5 million users on Prize Picks, and they're tempting me with some hockey plays tonight. I got to show you the couple of plays I'm going to do on hockey. We'll also tweet some stuff out here throughout the week. But Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. You know this. I've been telling you about this day in and day out. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And Prize Picks is the best place to get some action in on most of the games because it's in most of the states. So for a guy like me who usually plays in Florida, but I'm traveling and I'm in Texas, guess what? Prize Picks available here in Texas, so I'll be able to put a lineup in today for either some basketball playoff action or, again, a little bit of that hockey, a little bit of that preseason hockey. Tonight, there is a protected play, a $20 protected play on the NHL, or excuse me, there's a $20 protected play in hockey that Prize Picks is offering me, so I'm going to put a lineup in for hockey, and I do want to just mention one person I'm putting on that lineup. It's going to be Alexander Barkov. Why? Because I recognize the name, and I know that my guy Barkov gets down. 20 and a half minutes on the ice for Barkov. I mean, C-Cat, how are we feeling?
Got to make the people happy, right?
Let's make
the
people happy.
They paid for those tickets. They're going to be in the building. They want to see Barkov.
We're going to want to see the defending champion get out there and make some things shake. So I'm going more on 20 and a half minutes time on the ice for Barkov as they celebrate that championship in Sunrise. DOD is the promo code on Prize Picks. Run your game. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.